This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I do believe that, I think this is the first time he's been able to join me in 2022. If I'm not mistaken, if I am, I'm sorry. Well, I just don't remember. But joining me now from the TruthAboutGuns.com is the editor-in-chief, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Were you here last week? I don't remember, Dan. I'm sorry.
I was here last week.
Okay, joining us now for the second time in 2022. So, right at the top of the page here, you got I don't know. I'm going to click on it and look at it. It reminds me of that, Wizard of Oz song, If I Only Had a Brain. And this is the one where, if we could only make all guns disappear.
Yeah, that's pretty much... The civilian disarmament and industrial complex's most cherished dream is to make them all go away. And it's always, we've made these arguments before, but it never hurts to remind people what that means in practice and what it's meant throughout through history and, what's happened in when people have been disarmed in the past. What happened before firearms were widely owned, how many people died then, and how easy it is to make guns now, which is on your own. And the long and short of it is, it's never going to happen. It is just that. It's a fantasy. It's utopian self-gratification on the part of the gun control community to think that that's ever going to happen. And I think that even the craziest people in the gun control community don't even think that that's even possible anymore. I mean, they may be zealots and they may be true believers, but I don't think that there's anyone reasonable in any position to do any, to actually fund or argue any of this, who actually thinks in a country with 400 to 450 million guns that they're ever going to go away. That just ain't going to happen. But the point here is, even if they did, people are killed with, this article points out just three instances where people were killed with swords in the last month. And there are others. It's easy to build to buy or make an edged weapon. It's easy to make a firearm with $20 and a trip to Home Depot. It's even easier now that you can order a 3D printer on Amazon, have it delivered to your door. One more time for everybody in the cheap seat, the only people that are disarmed by gun control laws are the law-abiding. Criminals never are. And, of course, if somehow a general population were disarmed, and the only people with that have the legal right to firearms for the government, that has never gone well for populations down through history.
Oh, no.
Governments tend to indulge their worst instincts, and vast numbers of civilians pay the price for that.
Any time they're getting out there and they're calling some sort of gun grab a safety act, that's for their safety. That's for
exactly.
The government's safety. Has nothing to do with your safety. I just find that interesting because this is where we go off into the stupid as well. At the very beginning, they say, if there were only no guns, there would be no gunshot deaths.
Right.
Which, I mean, exactly. Okay. Well, if there were no cars, there'd be no tires. Well, no, there would be tires because there would be bikes, wouldn't there? And that's the thing. That's the thing. When they get out there and they... It's like... I guess the entire planet would have to be like in Men in Black, that they'd have to have one of those big flashy things that makes everybody forget everything in order for there to be a time where they could take all the guns and then nobody's going to know how to counter that.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, you know, again, more people are killed with edged weapons, with fists, with clubs, with all kinds of methods every year than there are with handguns or firearms of any kind. Most of them handguns. So it just isn't going to happen. And you look at supposed gun-free utopias, you know, that America's gun controllers dream about, Australia's and the UK's of the world. People are still shot there. Guns are still available there. People still own guns in New Zealand. And they always will.
There's always going to be a way. There is always going to be a way. So, the part, they don't ever, do they ever mention the part about the government being the only, the government should be the only place to they should be the only ones having guns or something like that, or was that?
Yeah, well, they mentioned that the fact that when, as I said, when governments are the only ones that are armed, guns, the populace usually pays the price for that.
They said that.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Well, whoever was out there, the prohibitionists that were dreaming, if we could only make them a whole program.
Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about the author here.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he certainly makes that point. Gun prohibitionists, of course, never make that point to them. Government is benevolent, is only here to help us and to let us.
Shouldn't they be looking out in California right now in the well-heeled Beverly Hills and see what's happening out there? Because they're all gun prohibitionists, aren't they? They all vote for Villanueva and Garcetti and Newsom.
Yeah, but the populace is having different ideas all of a sudden, especially.
Yeah, I know they are, but I mean, at the same time, do you think that's actually going to change our attitude about who they vote for in California?
Probably not.
Yeah, because they understand the utility of guns, and they just, it's about them, and it has nothing to do with regular people, because regular people apparently cannot be trusted.
Right. They're too stupid and irresponsible. But people like those who live in Beverly Hills who are now beating paths to their local gun stores are...
Store.
They want guns badly now.
That guy only works by appointment. I mean, I can only see how that's going. Hello, this is Thurston Howell III, living in Beverly Hills. I need to come there and purchase a firearm. Well, we don't have any openings till next month on a Monday. Confounded woman, my need is immediate. I must have this now. Anyway. Before we go to break, this article is the first one. If you go to the truthaboutguns.com, it's the first one of what has probably been 10, 15 new articles today. Very prolific. This is the latest news in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com.
truthaboutguns.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And I see this here, and I've looked at this article from up and down. There's a couple of things that I have that interest me, but the article is the man who straw purchased rifle for Kyle Rittenhouse takes a plea deal avoids jail.
Which, yes, he did.
But I mean, did he actually straw purchase a gun?
Well, he did because he apparently. I mean, you. At the time, he was 18 and Kyle was 17. Kyle could not legally purchase a firearm. He bought it for Rittenhouse, who I believe paid him for it. Or even if he didn't, he bought that gun for Rittenhouse.
But did he retain custody of it as well?
My understanding is that he did, but it was intended to be Rittenhouse's gun. So by...
When it was legal.
I'm sorry?
When it was legal?
When what was legal?
When Rittenhouse was of age and could purchase it.
Well, I don't know what the intent was. I don't know if the intent was to transfer possession to him once he turned 18. I don't know what their deal was. All I know is that when he bought it, Rittenhouse was 17, the buyer was 18, and the buyer clearly bought it for Rittenhouse. He testified to that fact. That is a crime. That is a straw purchase under the law. Now, given the disaster that was the prosecution of Kyle Rittenhouse and the fools that the prosecutors made of themselves during that whole process, it appears that they just wanted to make this whole thing go away as quickly as possible. And complicating that as well was a ruling by the judge that there was a charge against Rittenhouse for illegal possession of the firearm, and Wisconsin's laws were so convoluted and poorly written that the defense made a persuasive argument that that rifle was not illegally possessed by Rittenhouse. So the judge tossed that charge. So if he didn't have if he didn't possess that rifle illegally, at least one of the charges against the buyer, whose name escapes me right now,
Dominic Black,
one of the charges against Black wouldn't have stood. So basically they dropped, I think one of the charges was contributing to the delinquency of a minor. I think that's actually what he pled guilty to finally, which is a misdemeanor. And the plea deal was for him to pay a $2,000 fine, and that would be it. Now, this plea deal still has to be approved by the judge, but that is what the Kenosha prosecutor has worked out. Now, I would think that he would still be liable for federal charges, a potential federal charge of straw purchase. That, to my knowledge, has not happened yet. I have not seen where he has been charged by that by a federal prosecutor. Will that happen? Who knows?
I find it interesting. One of the most entertaining parts of anything that happens at Truth About Guns is always in the comments.
Yes. We do have a spirited comment section.
You've got somebody in here whose moniker is T-Tags Liberalism Disgusts Me. But, I mean, yes. You know.
There's one thing we're known for. It's our liberalism.
Well, I mean, you are. You're for liberty. I mean, he actually gets it right. But this is somebody making the mistake of thinking that liberalism means leftism.
Yes, exactly.
Which as far as I'm concerned, that defeats the whole premise. He's out there saying you guys are Democrats when actually he's paying you a compliment. Or he's saying that your liberty-leaning inclinations disgust him, rather.
Yeah, we're sorry to disappoint him so so strenuously. We're just, I think he has more of a problem with some of the commenters than he did with our story. So I think that it was more what, while he didn't express himself really clearly, I think that's really what he meant there rather than with our story, which pretty much is just reports the facts here as to the deal. And, whatever. As I said, we have a very spirited comment section, and people, as they do in many corners of the internet, sometimes get a little strenuous and spout off.
Yeah.
So these things happen.
What in his comment, he says, "Would you have all supported Kyle if he shot black rioters, or would you have McMillan'd him?" Is he referring to the gun stock company?
I don't think so. I think he was talking about the Brunswick, Georgia situation, the Ahmaud Arbery shooting, which wasn't McMillan. It was, I can't remember what their name was now. It just went right out of my head. It was something close to McMillan, but not McMillan. It was McLean. I can't remember the name. But the father and son there who were just recently sentenced to life without possibility of parole, I think that's what he meant.
Okay. That person is a little confused.
Yeah, he's more than a little confused, and the fact that Rittenhouse's virtually every shot that Rittenhouse fired was captured on video, and he clearly defended himself in each case. The color of whoever was attacking him had absolutely nothing to do with it. We would have defended him in either case. I'm again not really too sure what that particular commenter was driving at.
I just found that entertaining. The commenters never let up. They're there, and they should be nurtured. I love their crazed enthusiasm. And you can find all of this at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is a daily occurrence. This happens all the time. Every time they put up an article. It's going to be the latest in the gun culture, and there's going to be a spirited debate. It is a great place to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S.-Russia talks in Geneva have ended. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State and Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister holding a meeting that lasted more than 7 hours. As far as what we can expect and what Russia is thinking, former Defense Secretary under President Obama, Leon Panetta, believes
this is a dangerous moment between Russia, the United States, and our allies. And we can either work out a negotiated settlement here over these next few days, or it can wind up in military confrontation with all the consequences that will result from that. So it's very difficult, I think, at this point to even begin to anticipate which direction Putin is going to take.
TMZ reporting that Betty White had a stroke about a week before she passed away on New Year's Eve. You're listening to USA Radio News. The entertainment world is mourning the death of Bob Saget, perhaps best known for his role as Danny Tanner on Full House and host of America's Funniest Home Videos. Police say they found no sign of any foul play or any drug use related to Saget's death. Saget promoted several comedy shows he was scheduled to do the morning before he passed away. Comedian Gilbert Gottfried on the passing of his friend.
Everybody liked him, and it was like I found out yesterday, last night, Jeff Ross called me, and he said, sad news, Bob Saget has died. And, you know, I always enjoy a sick joke, and so I was waiting for the punchline.
President Biden on Tuesday set to deliver a speech regarding voting rights. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And let's talk about the this one, which I really love this because of just the picture itself anyway. The insufferable white privilege of the gun control advocate.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
People have pointed this out forever. You know, the gun control is rooted in racism, has been in this country since the Civil War and before. But now, what this article points out is the fact that the vast majority of gun control advocates in this country are white suburban moms. And they, you know, their prescription is always, you don't need a firearm, just call 911. And they invariably overlook the fact that gun control laws and waiting periods and fees for background checks and all that disproportionately affect poor and minority populations in this country. The author also points out the fact that if you live in a rough neighborhood, in a neighborhood that's a high crime neighborhood, a lot of people in those types of environments distrust the police. So telling them to just dial 911 and have the police come, you know, is is backwards, and it's something that they just will never do. He even includes a video there. I don't know if you took the time to watch the video. It's embedded in that post, but it's incredible. Happened just north of here in Austin, in Williamson County. I don't know what the status of that case is yet, but I have a feeling that the woman involved there is going to collect a lot of money from the taxpayers of Williamson County. But besides that, a huge number of people in this country don't trust the police for whatever reason, rightly, wrongly, whatever. And with crime spiking in this country, a lot of them have decided that owning a firearm in order to protect themselves and their family is by far the preferable way to go. So these gun control advocates, who, again, are invariably suburban and white, and according to the author, enjoy a great deal of white privilege, and he's talking about people like Shannon Watts and people like Abby Giffords and people like Chris Brown, they are incredibly insensitive to a huge chunk of the population in the U.S. when they say, shut up, you don't need a gun, you can't handle a gun, just dial 911 and let the police handle it.
Well, but that ignores a whole bunch of things. Besides the other stuff that you said, I mean, the average police response time, do we know what it is now in the age of defunding
this article doesn't even get into that, but that's, of course, another, you know, that's the whole, when, you know, when seconds count, cops are only minutes away.
Right.
That's, of course, you know, that applies, of course, to everyone in the country, no matter what color, what socioeconomic group you are. That of course is the situation. A whole lot of damage can be done in just a few seconds when you're being attacked by someone who means you harm and wants to kill you. And at best, a cop is what, 4 or 5 minutes away in the best cases. In most cases, it's 8, 9, 10 minutes. And then, you know, and if you live in a exurban or rural area, that could be, you know, a half hour or more before a police arrive. So, yeah, there's, of course, all those practical considerations as well.
I wonder how many of these people are new gun owners now. I mean, what you're talking about, I know that's still happening in certain places, but it's probably happening in places where it hasn't quite penetrated yet. But do they not understand that eventually it will make it to them, the crime wave? Do they get that?
They never consider that until it happens. And this is the kind of thing we were talking about last segment with the people in Beverly Hills and similar places in California that are all of a sudden seeing the kind of crime. I mean, they've seen and read about crime spikes and things like that, but a lot of those things haven't happened in their neighborhoods and in their parts of greater LA until recently.
Right.
And now you've got roving bands of these smash and grab people that are attacking stores in their neighborhood and you know, fancy stores where they shop, and robbing people they know and killing people in their own homes that are friends of Oprah. That's when it starts to become real and they start to think practically and want the ability themselves to defend themselves. To actually repel that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yes, they're spending the money to hire armed security for their neighborhoods and for their stores and things like that, but they also want to have a firearm themselves that they can own and carry if they're lucky or influential enough to convince Sharon Villanueva to give them a license. And they wait the 10 days it takes after you purchase one to actually take possession of a firearm. But yes, yeah, these things tend to become real for these people when the crime problem that is infecting huge parts of this country come home to roost.
Well, I don't like anybody getting hurt that's an innocent person, even the misguided, right?
Neither do I.
But in the same breath, I am happy to tell you that if this is what it takes to get... And see, I'm looking for a mindset change. And I'm not sure we're going to see that. I think that they think that they are a member of a part of the society that is above the rest of us, and they're not. They are not. There is nothing that cannot be breached, overcome, broke open, whatever. If somebody wants you bad enough, they're coming for you. They're going to have you, unless you can deal with them. And that holds true for everybody. And the fact is, they want there to be the haves and the have-nots. And unfortunately, I'm not playing that game with them. This article, hang on for me, Dan. We're coming up on the break. This article, right there on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com, well worth your read. Simply because knowing your enemy means, and these are your enemy. These people are your enemy. They shouldn't be. We should all be Americans together, but they want you to be less free. We've got to dissuade them somehow. I don't mean anything sinister when I say that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And this one is fresh today. The anti-gun researchers can't prove higher gun sales cause more homicides, but that doesn't keep them from saying that's happening like it's so.
Yeah, these are our friends at The Atlantic again. Some of the most dedicated anti-gunners in the mainstream media. And they are working really, really hard to try to equate the spike in gun sales over the last 2 years with the spike in crime. Specifically the rise in homicide. And they concede that they can't specifically do that because the ATF data doesn't really break it out that way. They claim that, and I haven't seen the numbers, but they claim that the so-called time to crime numbers, which is a statistic that the ATF compiles, it shows the time from when a firearm was legally purchased to when it was used in a crime, dropped over the last year. And they equate that with the fact that gun sales went up so high.
I've got a question, and I don't know if I've ever even heard this question asked, or maybe you can help me with this. Does it matter where the guns are stolen? Because that's how it gets into a crime, right? It gets stolen. Very few people are going to a gun shop saying, yeah, I need to buy this gun. This whole job working thing's not working out, so I'm going to go knock off the liquor store.
Well, that's correct. You're absolutely right. Now, their argument would be, if that's the case, if more people are buying guns and more guns are then getting stolen, we need to institute things that prevent that. Number one, have waiting periods on when you pick up your gun. Number two, mandate certain storage for your firearms. Make people buy gun cabinets, gun safes, and things like that to prevent that kind of thing. But what they also failed to talk about a few things. Failed to talk about the fact that we have massive decarceration in this country. We've had politicians opening up jails all over the country. We have so-called bail reform in this country. So there's been a concerted effort to turn people who have been charged with crimes, many, many times violent crimes involving firearms, to turn those people loose. The latest example of that is what the new Manhattan District Attorney has instituted in New York City. And along those lines, like the new Manhattan District Attorney, we have a wave of social justice-oriented, progressive prosecutors in this country that care far more about the people who are charged with crimes than actual victims and potential victims of crimes. There's all sorts of crimes that are on the books that they have made the conscious decision and announced publicly that they will not prosecute. And of course, then we've had defunded police departments.
Of course.
So we have fewer cops on the street. So when you combine all those things, you have the recipe for a huge spike in crime, and that's what we've seen. Now, what the two authors of this article don't say is, and what we will certainly point out is, yes, gun sales have gone up in the last 2 years, but if you look at how much they've gone up over the average level of gun sales in the previous about 4 or 5 years, we had been averaging about 14 to 15 million gun sales a year before 2020. That jumped up to about 22 million in 2020 and about 18 and a half million in 2021. So basically you've got an incremental increase of about 12 or 13 million guns. So we've got about 12 or 13 million more guns sold in the last 2 years over what the average had been anyway.
Well,
in a country with almost half a billion guns, that's barely even a rounding error.
Right. But here's my question. I probably need to reach out to these guys. Why did we need to have more guns for crime to spike with as many guns as we already had in the system?
They've
been complaining about that for years and years and years. We've always needed all of these things that they want. The other point is this. A lot of these guns that get into the crime, get into the black market, don't they get stolen out of cars?
They get stolen out of cars. They get stolen out of gun shops. They get stolen out of homes. All kinds of places.
So the only reason I would ever leave a gun in a car would be if I was going in somewhere and it was a gun-free zone.
Right.
So their own things that they're putting out there is sort of contributing to this uptick, especially if you're in San Francisco, where car break-ins are they are the car break-in capital, and they seem to find all the cops and their guns. So, these one-sided guys, I would love to see how narrow those blinders are to them when they're out there and they decide they're going to write an agenda-driven article and they don't get out there and consider any of the other data. That is not objective.
No, well, objectivity isn't really their goal.
But let me ask you a question. You write about your pro-gun, but you write about pro-gun stuff, but the data points in our direction from a bunch of non-partial players that get out there and compile it. Nobody's going to think Gary Kleck has a Trump MAGA sign in his front yard or anything. So
no.
I go with the data. You go with the data. What if the data went the other way, though? What if it actually turned out? How would you feel about it if there was proof that when I pick up a gun, the voices make me start shooting whatever I can find, and I'm just a desperado with a gun? Then I would probably listen to what they have to say, except we have piles and decades of empirical data that points the other way.
We do. And what we have is 20 or 25 years since the early 90s of declining violent crime in this country at the same time that civilian-owned firearms doubled So any argument that says more guns in civilian hands means more violent crime is de facto garbage.
Yeah. It's, well, it's like you said, they're going to keep doing it even though it's not actually the truth. I can't wait till the next, with all of this uptick. I would imagine armed self-defense has gone up as well, though, in 2020.
We don't have any trouble finding examples of it for, you know, our defensive gun use of the day, folks.
Right.
There's plenty of them out there.
So I would imagine that has gone right up in the air along with this uptick. But in any event, it's always interesting to watch the... See, I know that nobody goes into journalism without a bias. I get that. But are you old enough to remember the Huntley-Brinkley report?
Certainly.
At the very least, they didn't seem as ridiculous back in those days, even though I know they probably were left-leaning. I got this impression they were just reading me the facts like Joe Friday, but of course I'm past that delusion now. But listen, we're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me again, and thetruthaboutguns.com. That if you're looking for the latest out there, that should be one website you stop by every day. Wait till, you know, about 4 or 5 o'clock when they have really repopulated the front page, and go check out what they got going on. Thank you, sir, for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me, as always.
All right, I've got an AR-15 conundrum as to what my next evolution is going to be with that. And joining me to discuss that is Nick Go from Spike Tactical. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to 3 dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.